It hesitates me heading home for you. You ain't got nothing on me. The gate is locked. I have a spare.
This is Paloma with PiratePods.com, and I'm here with Davy Jones. And today we're on the phone with two members of a band whose name I've been trying very hard to pronounce, and I still can't get it, so I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves.
Hello there. This is DeLugo Kensky from Southampton in England. And I'm Ben DeLugo Kensky, and with me is my best friend, and he's a piano player in the band. His name is Andy Wells. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Hello. All right, so my first question, since this is audio, I like to give our listeners an idea of the visuals going on. So tell me what you're wearing and describe your environment right now.
Well, we're currently in our manager's bachelor pad, which is a very, very swish place, isn't it, Andy?
Swanky.
Very swanky indeed.
Overlooking the sea.
Yeah, there's the sun and it's bouncing off of the sea and it's beautiful here in England today.
It's very autumnal.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Autumnal.
Beautiful word.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
It's a word.
Oh, wow. I've learned a new word today. That's fantastic. I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. It's actually a DeLugo Kensky t-shirt, which you're not really allowed to do. And he's wearing sunglasses, which is quite posh, really.
Indoors?
Yeah.
They're not over my eyes, though. I don't want to be pretentious.
You look good, though.
Thanks very much. So do you.
No, I don't really look very good, but you look really good, mate.
You're wearing a woolly hat in there.
I'm wearing a woolly hat, yeah.
What colour is the woolly hat?
I'd say grey with a blue stripe.
I think it's a bit grey, but it's definitely beautiful.
Wow.
You're missing out.
I'm visualising right now.
Brilliant. Great.
It's good. Just to give you further, the phone is on a wicker basket. It's all very, very nice and country-like down here.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Very nice indeed.
Great. Right on. So far, how have you spent your day?
Have a great day.
I've had a very lovely day indeed. I've actually been by the sea in Brighton, and been having a tasty ice cream with a chocolate flake in it, and it filled me up. And now I feel quite full up, really. Have you had anything tasty to eat today, Andy?
Proper Sunday roast. Lovely.
Do you know what roasts are in America?
Did you say roasts?
It's like a meat, and you have loads of potatoes. We call it a roast.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
So do we.
Yeah, sometimes we have that. That's right.
It's good.
It's very good.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It's comfort food.
Absolutely.
Need it on a Sunday.
Okay, so tell us your story. What's your story? For Americans who don't know anything about you guys.
Well, hello, America. We really want to come over to America, and we're hoping to do that through going to South by Southwest, which is, as you know, the big concert that happened
yes.
in America. But we are we're a band who's been around for about 4 years, but we're coming along quite well here in England. We've just finished a tour across the country playing loads of famous landmarks in the country, haven't we, Andy?
Yeah, we played at Stonehenge.
Oh, wow.
Just down the road, which was amazing. This is the summer setting. And another place like Blackpool Tower, which is like Blackpool's equivalent of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. It's not quite as
grand.
Spectacular. Yeah.
It's like your Statue of Liberty, really. It's the equivalent of that in England. Really.
But smaller.
And
less significant.
No, it's still significant. Your Statue of Liberty is lovely, but, you know, with our Blackpool Tower, and you can buy rock and things. Ice cream. But we also played in front of Big Ben. You know Big Ben.
Yeah.
Clock.
Yeah, we used to live by a store called Big Ben when we were children.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yes. It was a market.
A little grocery market, and it was called Big Ben, and it had a picture of the clock on it.
So we actually played in front of the real Big Ben, which is really funny, really, because my name's Ben, and Big Ben's the clock, and I'm quite tall, so it's quite confusing. Which one's me? You know, that's what I was thinking. Am I the clock? I don't know. Because you find it confusing, Andy.
Yeah, take the L out. Who knows?
But, yeah, we played on all kinds of places. I mean, we played on a ferry. We played in front of a haunted house, you know, the haunted house in the funfair. We played all these kinds of great places and met lots of people and really got the music out there, which we really enjoy.
Fun.
Cool.
Very cool. Tell me about your song, Arrive Like the Tide.
Oh, Arrive Like the Tide was a song I wrote about a year ago now. Well, I'm quite a bit of a romantic bloke. You know, I like writing about my feelings, and I know Andy likes writing about your feelings because he's an emotional guy. You know, at the moment, right now, he's crying, aren't you, Andy?
Crying.
He's not really crying, but he looks, you know, he's well.
He's crying on the inside.
He's probably crying on the inside. He's sat by me,
yeah,
which is a traumatic experience for anyone, really, especially looking at me. But we wrote "Arrive Like the Tide" last year, and "Arrive Like the Tide" about meeting someone for the very first time and thinking you actually are amazing.
Oh.
How do you do? And that sort of, you know, how do you do? And mm-hmm. I really like you. I've seen you around. It's all about that feeling of meeting someone and really liking them.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's lovely. Huh.
All right, I'm going to change the subject. So how have chickens been influential to Ben?
See, what I've been obsessed with chickens. I like chicken. Chicken
Why?
Is great food, isn't it?
It is.
Paloma, do you eat chicken?
I do. I do eat chicken, yeah.
Do you find it tasty?
It's tasty. It's tasty enough. I think they're filthy animals that shit all over the place, but
well, they do. I mean, but don't we all? I mean, maybe. I mean, I don't poo all over the place, but I do like to wander around. Now, chickens are fantastic because they taste great,
mm-hmm.
which is important because you
yes.
can't have something that's a bit tasty from
yes.
your tummy. But also, they look fantastic and they're a good laugh. You know, they make me
mm-hmm.
giggle.
Huh.
So, yeah, chickens rock. So we put a chicken on our logo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tasty and makes me laugh. That no, that's great. I think that's enough for an influence right there.
I mean, chickens are a big influence in my life. I don't think they influence Andy at all.
No, I think if we do actually make it, you know, quite successfully and everything, we're going to book Ben into some form of chicken
uh-huh.
therapy for later because it's quite worrying, really, you know?
So what animal are you obsessed with, Andy?
I wouldn't like to say I'm obsessed by any animal, I don't think. I don't think I've ever been asked that question before. I like dogs.
Oh.
But only like just to throw sticks for and things like that.
This is like a therapy session.
It
yeah.
is.
I like dogs. I like chickens.
I had a hamster when I was younger. And that was pretty cool, but it was a bit suicidal. I think it thought it was some form of lemming.
But hamsters have a very short lifespan. They
yeah,
only
well,
live about 3 years, I think.
Yeah, it was still sad though.
Yeah.
Left me.
He's crying again.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I brought up the hamster. I apologize.
I didn't know that story. Now we've got to put that into a song.
We'll write a song about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Has Tracy Chapman really been influential to you in any way?
Tracy Chapman is, my personal opinion, is the best female singer-songwriter there's ever been. I think she is just amazing. Lyricist, and the way she structures her songs is just amazing. And she really believes in what she's singing about. And that is a very rare thing these days. So, yeah, she's a massive influence on the way I write songs and Andy writes songs and the way I sing as well. Brilliant.
So it's true. But would you rather talk about a revolution or get a fast car?
Good question, actually. I'd talk about a revolution in my car, I think. I'd do two things at once.
Multitask.
And I'd ignore the screaming behind the wall. But I think that whole album, the songs that have taken it from Trey Chapman, is amazing. I mean, there's not one song on the album which is weak. is just awesome. Love to meet her. Love to jam with her. You know, me and Tracy jamming. Maybe she can come down to Stone Inns and we can do a session.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Hopefully, if she's listening to this, Tracy, if you're listening to this podcast, please come to England and play at Stonehenge with Andy Wilde and his hamster and Mr. Beluga Kensky.
And some chickens.
Oh, and we'll bung in some chickens and yes. Maybe Andy's little dog.
That would make a great video, wouldn't it?
That would be amazing video. I'm well enough already.
You've been very prolific over the last several years, and it looks to me like you've produced quite a substantial amount of material for someone so young. So how has your work changed over this time? And where do you see yourself going?
I think in the last 4 years, I think me and Andy and the band have written about 40 or 50 songs. And before that, I'd written about 200. So wow. There's loads of material to choose from. I mean, some of them are awful. I mean, some of these songs are really bad. I mean, they're like three chords with the worst lyrics you've ever heard in your life. And songs that you might, cry to.
But that's a good advertisement for yourself.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like putting stuff down.
They're the old songs, though, aren't they?
They're the old songs. The new ones are tantamount to genius. What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah? There's the manager there saying, abso-bloomin-lutely. That's English for them. Do they have the word bloomin' in America?
We have a bloomin' onion.
A blooming onion?
Yeah, that you can get at a restaurant called Outback Steakhouse, which is this Australian-themed steak restaurant.
But the food is not Australian at all, apparently. So it's a joke.
But anyway, they serve a bloomin' onion.
Yeah.
Bloomin' onion.
Right. Aye.
That's what we said.
How
did
we get onto blooming onions?
I don't know. We're now talking about onions when we should be talking about the music. But I like onions. I've got a lot of time for them. But writing songs, it's brilliant, and we are really enjoying doing it. And the second it becomes boring, is the second we start to worry. But it's just absolutely and a really exciting time at the moment.
So will you tell us a little bit about your latest release, Before the Storm? What twists and turns are there for the listener?
Well, Before the Storm is a CD I put together last year, but it's been a re-release now because of the success we've started to have in the UK. It's just a collection of 10 songs, which I just really liked and I wanted to put them together onto a CD. Before we release our major album, How Do You Do, which will be coming out next year. And I just loved all the songs, and they've all got the theme of love and loss, and we put them all together. Before the Storm is meant to be a metaphor for before things kick off in a relationship and fall apart. So it's all about different meanings on the album, and there's a lot of my heart on a record, really. I like to tell the world how I'm feeling.
Great.
Great. And what can we look forward to from the release that's coming out next year?
Well, How Do You Do is, I'm with the new album, I'm so excited about, and I know Andy's twitching. He's very excited about it, because he's written a lot of the songs with me for that album. It's great. I mean, we're obviously going to send you the album when we've completely and utterly finished it.
Right on.
Right on.
Bloomtastic. Whatever you said.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Perfectionistical. That's a new word for you. But no, it's been a great experience recording the album. We've finally finished it, which is great, and there's some great tracks on it. And the standout ones really, Arrive at the Tide, which is on the album, but there's a song called Too Many Borders, which we've really enjoyed playing, haven't we, mate?
Yeah. Favourite, I think, about most of the band, actually.
Yeah. We've also written another song called All Stations, which Andy wrote most of it, and that's one of our new hits, which we quite like indeed.
Why do you do this?
Better than working for a dump?
Yeah.
I think it's what you're sort of meant to do. I really think that. And it's something where you actually find yourself, it's where you belong, I enjoy singing and I enjoy people listening to me. I think Andy does it for different reasons, though. Why do you do it, mate?
I think, well, myself and everybody else in the band, everyone's just really passionate about music, and I think we're all the same, and when if you don't play and go and play live and everything, I feel like there's something missing,
mm-hmm.
and I get quite sad.
Oh.
I know.
Are you all right?
I'm all right, yeah.
I'm a bit worried.
I know it seems like the answers to this question are obvious, but I ask most musicians I talk to that question just because I like to hear how they answer it.
Yeah, but when did both of you feel that you would be ready to play music? I mean, not ready to play music, but where you decided, you know, I can do this. I want to play music. Do you remember that moment?
I remember the precise moment when I actually thought, yeah, I should be doing this. And that was when I was doing one of my very first gigs back in a place in Southampton called the Soul Cellar. This was years ago. When I was younger, and you were on the stage, and for the first time, people were listening to you and listening to the music. And when you get that the reaction from the audience when they come up to you afterwards and sort of look you in the eye and say, "That was really good," and mm-hmm. I got something out of that. When somebody else has experienced the same feeling as you have at the same mm-hmm. time, that was the first time for me. Andy, I don't know what your first time was. What was your first time?
Again, really early gigs, it's just getting that adrenaline rush of people listening and appreciating what you're doing
mm-hmm.
and taking on board any kind of feeling or passion that you're putting into the music. And if it kind of rubs off on their life in some way, it's just an amazing feeling.
And the women, of course,
of course.
You know, the women chasing you down the road. I mean, we Andy got out of the car a minute ago and, you know, a group of fans... You know, swarmed him. I mean, that's actually true.
It was one man and his daughter.
Oh.
Wanting a CD. But, you know, it's a good start, though.
One man and his daughter. I thought that does sound a bit like a group of people to me, though, Andy.
It was two. It was good.
Two people is a group.
A group. Yeah. Yeah, a group. Annie was swarmed by a group of fans a minute ago.
It was.
You'll need to hire some security soon.
Yeah, you'll need some security, bodyguards.
An entourage. I'd love one of those.
What is an entourage?
It's just loads of people.
Oh.
Who just follow you around and are there's there.
Absolutely.
I'd like to have an entourage now.
You should.
I can get one organised. In fact, I believe there's one outside.
Okay. Right, we're sorted for entourage and security now. We're all right.
Paloma, how long are you in the UK for?
I'll be there for 2 weeks.
How many?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
You'll be around for the 12th of November.
No, I'll be gone. I'm leaving on the 8th of November.
I'll do my manager bit very quickly. These guys are a great laugh and they did some great music, but if you could see the people that are moved in the audience at gigs,
I know.
It's really something else. They reduce people to tears, and I don't mean in a bad way whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
I quite literally get people coming up to me after gigs doing the old life-changing thing. Especially with songs like Insecure, Guide,
uh-huh.
and some of the kind of heavy ballads.
Yes. Yeah, I'd love to see you guys live. So, but you know, unfortunately,
yeah, playing on the 12th at Water Rats in London.
What we're hoping to do, Paloma, is come over to America and do a How Do You Do tour in America, where
yes.
we play in front of American landmarks.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Now, what landmarks would we play? I mean, and how
you
would,
need,
you know,
you need to you play the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
The Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. Well, we need a parachute.
Not necessarily. You could just stand on the edge and try not to fall off.
Well, Andy's a bit scared of heights, so he gets a bit scared, don't you, Andy?
It's true.
There's a lot of tears in Andy.
What do you think, David? What
are the
landmarks?
What other landmarks? Wow. There's so many here. You know, of course, they're not as old, but let's see. I would say the San Diego Zoo. That's a
the
great
San Diego
place.
Zoo
yeah.
is the place to play.
Yeah.
You could play with the chickens.
That's you could.
Right.
Do they have chickens in the zoo?
They do. In fact, chickens roam the zoo freely.
Oh, you're joking. That's
no,
crazy.
Chickens and peacocks. All over the zoo.
I don't know
zoo.
What I'm doing in England. Why am I not over in the zoo?
You should. You'd love it.
Someone tells me something's happening in the zoo. We should go over to the zoo.
That's
you
cool.
should.
But yeah, if you could arrange that for us, you know.
I'll work on it. I'll see what I can do.
take about 3 months out of your life. You could organize every show.
I could.
And we could
the Washington Monument. I could, you know, get in touch with the feds and work something out.
What about the Oval Office?
That would be awesome. I think I can make that happen.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Well, that's it. It's set in stone then.
All right.
Well, thanks.
But I don't come cheap, so just remember that. This one's going to cost you.
I don't come cheap. I do, actually. You buy me some Reese cups, and I'm yours.
Reese cups. Reese's peanut butter cups. Really?
I love them.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite candy.
Oh, can you send us some?
I will. Sure. I'll bring you some. They make a big... What's it called, David?
The big cup.
The big cup. It's just one Reese's cup.
I've seen it.
It's better than the regular ones. You only get one, but it's better. You should have it.
I saw one today in like, it was like in a museum, and it was a really big one. It's like a Reese cup, but two.
Yes.
Yeah. I loved it.
We're passionate about music and food.
Yeah, food's good.
And Davey's favorite, you know, Davey loves big cups.
Oh, big cups.
Stop.
Sorry. I love Reese cups and big cups. Could you get some kind of sponsorship with Reese cups in America?
And big cups.
Yeah, the big cup. Please. And then we come over and do the How Do You Do Tour in America, sponsored by Reese cups. There you go, you know.
I can do that.
Really?
If you can interview any three musicians, dead or living, who would you choose? And what would you ask them?
I'd do Paul Simon first. You know Paul Simon?
Yes.
Simon Garfunkel.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go, Paul, you are a genius. Do you want to go for a beer? we go off for a beer, and I go, well done, Paul. Simon and Garfunkel were great. Well done. Did you retire? No, you carried on. You did well. Graceland was great. Rhythm of the Saints? Well done. Did you give up then? No. You came back with You're the One and The Fantastic Surprise. So, Paul Simon, you're a genius. That's what I'd say. There's my first interview. Done. That's it. You?
I think possibly... See, the bands, they all come from different backgrounds musically, and I just love Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
He's just amazing. So, I'd probably interview him, and I don't know. Ask him just how. How does he do that?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Like, I'm a piano player, and... Oh, seriously. He's amazing. I'm lost for words. In fact, that'd be a rubbish interview, because I'd just be going, oh, you're just amazing. And I wouldn't ask him any questions at all.
Would you like to stroke my dead hamster?
All right. Are you ready for the grand finale?
Oh, yes, please. That'd be cool.
Okay. I ask all of the artists I interview to do this, and I will judge you harshly if you don't, if you refuse to do this request. Right. Will you please give us your best pirate impression?
Best pirate impression. Gar! How was that?
That was all right.
That was good.
Who are me arties? My name is Ben, the Luke Okanski, the pirate. Ooh, Lord.
Shiver me timbers.
Okay. Oh, here's my parrot.
I don't have a parrot. I have a stuffed hamster on my shoulder.
Ooh, buy the Luke Okanski's albums right now.
How do you do? I've seen your face around. Vague, I know it's the way I can be. I'm feeling unsure, but I'm still wanting. How do you do it? You've caused me to break the ice as if it were never there.